This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. As Iraqis prepare to go to the polls on Sunday, some officials in Washington are talking about how to bring U.S. forces home from Iraq. President Bush and his advisors refused to put a timetable on a possible withdrawal or reduction of American troops. But on Capitol Hill, pressure is growing. Most of that pressure is from Democrats, though some Republicans are asking the Bush administration about an exit strategy. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Congresswoman Lynn Woolsey of California, supported by 24 Democratic colleagues, introduced a resolution this week calling on President Bush to develop and implement a plan to begin the immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq. Yesterday, Senator Ted Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts, also argued for a pullout. He spoke at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies.
The war in Iraq has become a war against the American occupation. We have reached the point that a prolonged American military presence in Iraq is no longer productive for either Iraq or the United States. The U.S. military presence has become part of the problem.
Kennedy opposed the war in Iraq, and he, as well as Woolsey and her colleagues, represent liberal Democratic districts. But in the Senate's recent confirmation hearings on Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, some Republicans also questioned the administration's Iraq policy. Chuck Hagel of Nebraska, a respected member of the Senate Foreign Relations and Intelligence Committees, asked Rice about a possible exit strategy. A few days later, he explained his position to ABC's George Stephanopoulos.
I don't think anyone expects Dr. Rice or the president to lay out an exact timeline. That wasn't my question for Dr. Rice. But I think the arc of reality here that we need to work within as to where are we going, when might we see some opportunity to remove our troops.
Former Secretary of State James Baker, another well-known Republican, also has raised that issue. But conservative commentator William Kristol, editor of the Weekly Standard, told the Brookings Institution this week that talk of withdrawal only encourages insurgents.
Focusing on an exit strategy rather than a victory strategy is the wrong thing to do at this point.
This week, senior administration officials announced plans to seek another $80 billion in supplemental spending for Iraq and Afghanistan. But cost is not what seems to be driving the demands for some sort of plan to start bringing troops home. Rather, it's the growing violence in Iraq, even as the United States has put a record number of American soldiers into the country. Congressman Marty Meehan, a Massachusetts Democrat and member of the House Armed Services Committee, is calling for a serious bipartisan discussion of Iraq policy.
It is clear the administration has no end game in sight, so it's time for Congress to reassert its role in foreign policy and take the lead on providing an exit strategy in Iraq.
Meehan suggested that the Bush administration set a timetable for a phased withdrawal of U.S. troops over the next 12 to 18 months. That, Meehan says, should be enough time to adequately train more Iraqi security forces. Peter Khalil of Brookings, formerly a senior advisor to the American Occupation Authority in Baghdad, says that a drawdown of forces might be feasible, given the improvements the U.S. military has made in the program to train Iraqis.
As far as effectiveness of Iraqi security forces, we will see in 12 to 18 months Iraqi security forces which can take on the insurgents far better than the current forces. And in that case, there will be the ability to start looking at significant U.S. troop withdrawal. So there is a realistic chance that this phase withdrawal plan could happen.
President Bush says that the U.S. will stay the course in Iraq until Iraqis are able to provide for their own security. To that end, the U.S. military plans to accelerate training of Iraqi forces after the election on Sunday. Officials say they will shift large numbers of U.S. personnel from fighting insurgents to the training effort, which they view as the United States' best hope for bringing home its troops. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.